This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe McKinney Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, you know, just always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made a way for us all, commentators, conservative ones anyway, to make money online. You know, we can't do it with Facebook anymore, Twitter. Even though Elon has taken over Twitter, it's still a chore. It's still a problem, problematic. So, look, head over to MyPillow.com. You got pillow sheets, pillowcases, you got slippers, you got towels, you got all kinds of stuff that you normally buy. And now that Bed Bath & Beyond is going to be beyond, you know, it's a great place to go shopping. And again, American-made, you're keeping jobs in this country. You're giving money to a man who supports and donates to the same causes that you support. So why wouldn't you? Right? I mean, seriously, why wouldn't you? Promo code Joe on your way out. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. I'm telling you, you will enjoy yourself. All right. Before Dr. B comes on, dealing with some of the mental health issues of the day. The Bud Light is having even more trouble. So Bud Light is losing, mega sales to Coors Light and Miller Light. Now, I've been a beer drinker for 100 years, so I don't even like beer anymore. I mean, I don't know when the last time I had one was, but you're looking at all this stuff. You're looking at what's going on. We've had it. We're done with it. Even the people that are, you know, sports freaks and usually let a lot of stuff slide, not this time. You know, Bud Beer was the beer of the, you know, and again, don't take this the wrong way, but it's the beer of the NASCAR driver. You know what I'm saying? When you go to NASCAR, you got Bud. Give me a Bud. You see Bud on everything. Every place you go in sports, Bud. Well, you know what? They blew it this time. So, you know, the backlash from consumers, even though things have changed and they've halted, suspended, canned the whole marketing campaign with Dylan, Bud Light's dollar share for the latest week lost almost the same amount as competitors like Miller Lite, Coors Light, as they gained. So they lost as much, in case I said that too fast, Bud lost as much of the market as Miller Lite and Coors Light have gained. Right? And beer business, who knew? Beer Business Daily, wow, is reporting that, you know, they're picking up the market share. So they're, I guess, let me see, Coors Light, Miller Lite, dollar share went up 3.5%. Right? Bud Light losses in dollar share resulted from the consumer recoil rather than a lapse in beer demand. So in other words, as they're saying, as Bud's trying to put out there, it's not because of the marketing. It's because, you know, people aren't drinking as much beer as they used to. Now, over the same period last year, Coors Light cases went up about 10.6%. Miller Lite jumped 11.5% from last year, same time this year. So Bud Light cases have fallen 6.7% year to date. Did you catch that? 6.7%. 10.7% for the week ending April 8th. More than 21% for the whole month of April. It's just amazing, isn't it? 855 Real Joe. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Now, you're seeing more and more people that are starting to do what they should have been doing a long time ago. I know some of my conservative counterparts will say, hey, look, you know, you guys believe in capitalism. Let capitalism, you know, say it. Stop telling them to boycott brands. Well, isn't that basically capitalism? I'm suggesting that you don't buy from companies, brands, what have you, that don't agree. Look, I went on a whole thing over Starbucks. I don't care how much you like Starbucks. Look, our founding fathers gave up their lives, their businesses, their families, their wealth to hand you a country that you could grow in. Could you do the things you're doing in? And yet some of you wouldn't stop drinking coffee at Starbucks. This is my favorite coffee. I can't buy coffee like this anywhere else. Well, then stop drinking it. When are you going to figure it out? It's just amazing. Some of the, this is really even better. Some of Anheuser, some of the I'll get it out. Give me a second. Some of the Anheuser-Busch spokespeople that are out there, right, and others around them are screaming discriminatory practices because they're taking away opportunities for minorities and for women. Mulvaney's not a woman. So how can you scream that? They think they can do this. They're going to scare you, shame you. They're going to call you, you know, like they did here, discriminatory, racist, homophobic, whatever it is, in hopes that, oh, you go, oh, I don't want to be called that. I'm not one of those. I don't want to do that. Yeah. You know what? Forget about it. Forget about it. You know, when I was a kid, you're not going to hear this story. Joe Messina, your host. Dr. V joins us in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Yeah, you know what? You got to be part of the conversation. It's the only way we win. You get informed, right? You get engaged. You become part of the conversation, and everything's good. Well, supposed to be good anyway. Whatever. Anyhow, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And she can help you get out of the mental mess that you're in. I don't know any other way to put it because, you know, I got to tell you, Dr. B, talking to even some adults this week about some of the stuff going on in the schools and one lady in particular, I can't talk about it in great detail, but her daughter is transitioning with kind of the help of some of the educators, I'll put it that way. And she's beside herself. She just feels like it's a lost cause, like nobody wants to help her. But I got to tell you, you know, people don't fight like they used to either. They give up way too easy.
Yeah, it's so, yeah, I'm looking. The minute I get on, all these questions are coming, so thank you
of
all.
Of course you do, yeah.
Gosh, I mean, you just asked me, do you have any questions, and now they're up. So, you know, it's the minute somebody starts telling me about transitioning and this person and this person's going, you know, Allie's got a friend going by, you know, a male name now, too, that was her best girlfriend, you know, when she first came here. It's not a thing, this transition. We talk about it, and I get it. You know, it's kind of where we are right now. But it is not a legitimate thing. It's like we're saying, hey, yeah, I want to be like an alien, so I'm just going to go, you know, surgically implant, you know, little antennas into my head and connect it to my brain. You know, if we just sat there and somebody was straight-faced sitting across from us having coffee and said that and, you know, could you take me to my appointment? You know, we'd be like, oh, my gosh, I so support you. We'd be like, what? What are you talking about? You just think of like, you know, 1845, you know, if they were sitting there in their little buggies and so what are you going to do today? And well, my daughter wants to be a boy. And so we're just going to go chop it off. You know, it's like, it doesn't, I'm sorry, but it just, you know what I mean, Joe? I'm like, how is this becoming such a normal everyday thing? And we're hearing more about it, and it's something that just started out literally, if you follow the generations, the culture, you know, I train adults, I train administrators, educators, and a lot of parents on the teen culture, on the show. Every 10 years, it changes, right? And where in the 50s, 40s to the 50s to the 60s, you know, 20s, 30s, whatever, yes, things change as far as outfits and music, and it was all, and yes, it got worse and worse a little bit, but they didn't, it's like they got bored. I get the 90s were the, you know, the 80s were the last best music, but you don't need to just like go to jump to sex changes because you're bored. I mean, I am blown away. It's just infiltrating everything. They're going back in, sorry, you asked the question. I can go on all night. They, you know, are.
Wait a minute. It's consistent affirmation. These kids, parents don't want them to feel bad. So little Johnny, little Susie, whatever makes her happy, we're going to do. And, you know, how dare you not, how come my son doesn't get a trophy? He played. Yeah. He couldn't hit the ball in 63 ups. You want me to give a trophy for what? The Biggest Loser? I mean,
you know, giving a trophy at this point, I'm like, fine, give the kid a damn trophy. You know, as long as he doesn't want to cut his
stuff off,
parts off, fine, go back to trophies. I'm okay with trophies. But the least of my issues.
I don't know if you've been following this, but now you've got transabled that are now starting to come up even more, where you have actually licensed doctors that are removing parts and pieces from these kids. I'm talking arms, legs, feet. One doctor helped a girl go blind because she felt that she shouldn't have a right to see. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's you guys, this is insanity. This is pure Sodom and Gomorrah, Noah insanity. I mean, we're there, and you know, we know it's everywhere. It's infiltrated, you know, any kind of show. I was watching the Whitney Houston movie last night, just thinking it's, you know, oh, about Whitney Houston, sure, you know, no-brainer, you know, just kind of can watch. And no, the whole opening first third of it is how, oh, she was a lesbian and basically, you know, lived and showed that part of her best friend Robin, and then alluded to the fact to me throughout and at the end that it's because she didn't give in to those lesbian feelings originally that's why she, you know, was never happy and ended up killing herself. It's like, what? I mean, she was known as a singer. If I put my top 20 lesbians that I know in Hollywood, she wasn't going to be one of them, right? It's just like, why? You destroyed that woman. You destroyed who she was. You know, she had this God-given church-based talent, and that is what you make out of this lady. I just see it more and more, right? We can't watch a show without now, you know, trans or LGBT. And why do we need to know? Why? I don't walk around with a sign saying what I like, you know, and who I am. I mean, you can tell I'm a woman married to a man.
Yeah, but how many stories start off with, you know, Frank Smith was a heterosexual and a great spy for the American Union? It doesn't, we don't do that, but... Even, you know, recently when we had, Women's Month, right? There was a certain group of people that had to bring up only lesbian women they were talking about. It's like, wait a minute, why can't you just talk about women as a whole? If she happens to be a lesbian, so be it. But why does that have to be the identifier that everybody has to plug into?
And all, you're right. And all of this trans stuff has completely, apparently, dissolved the feminist movement. Where is the outrage of empowering strong women? Okay, there's still women if they're men. So I haven't heard one thing. Have you? I just don't hear anything from the feminists.
Yeah, why aren't they backing up that swimmer? You know, right? I mean, she's out there on her own, pounding pavement all by herself, that poor thing. And very strong young lady. I think it's great. But where's her help?
I love it.
Right?
I love it. I don't know. They just vanished like a, you know what, in the wind. I think everybody's very confused right now. And yeah, it's really, I think, the point I wanted to go back to is, you know, how doctors, you're right, doctors and parents, pastors, I've even heard pastors that are pastors, but not of, you know, Episcopal churches that, you know, united this and that, that are not truly biblically based, you know, Unitarian, that's what it is, Unitarian churches, well, that are definitely advocating.
You got to pause it, and you can finish it up on the other side of the break, I promise.
Point.
Joe Messina, your host, don't go far, a lot more with Dr. B when we return.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The decision for Fox News to part ways with primetime host Tucker Carlson came from Fox Corp Chairman Rupert Murdoch himself. That's according to a report from the Los Angeles Times, which cited people familiar with the situation. The newspaper sources said a number of reasons factored into the decision, including a discrimination lawsuit and Carlson's coverage of the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. Meanwhile, at CNN, longtime anchor Don Lemon, who's come under fire recently for comments many viewed as sexist, was given his walking papers on Monday. President Biden will host the president of South Korea this week at the White House for a state visit.
Our economic and people-to-people ties will be front and center on this visit. The Republic of Korea has invested over $100 billion in the United States.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, they're also expected to discuss the threat of North Korea and war in Ukraine. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Let me get back to her because I don't want to waste her time. I know she's got questions to get through. I know you guys get a lot of questions. Dr. Bridget Melson, always with me. I call her Dr. B. You call her what you want. you know, I mean, seriously. We were talking about the transgender stuff and that Dylan Mulvaney and the whole Bud thing and all of that and what have you.
Yeah.
And what I thought was really, what I think, it's personal opinion, you can tell me, you know, you've done it before, tell me I'm wrong, but he is almost the epitome of a caricature of a woman. I mean, you saw him in the shoes, right, dancing with his Puma dance shoes on or whatever he had, right?
Right.
But dancing, I mean, not dancing, I'm sorry, like running in place, but with the stereotypical kind of, you know, we used to joke, you run like a girl because, you know, your feet kind of go out to the side and... His hands were all going all over the place, and I'm going, this is like a joke. What woman sits in a bathtub with Bud Light lined up along the side of the tub? Give me a break.
What woman dresses like that, acts like that? I don't, it's kind of like, and I'm not making fun, I just, you know, I've got some gay guy friends, but it's like, I want to ask them, when does the lisp happen? Because I don't. We don't talk like that. The mannerisms, it's just, none of those are feminine. We don't do that. And so, yeah, it is, it's what's sad to me on a serious note as a Christian is just the mockery that the enemy, you know, is the mocking effect. And it's interesting that Galatians 6:7, right? God is not mocked. You will reap what you sow.
But we've given them permission. Think about
it. It's bizarre. Mm-hmm. It is just so bizarre as they, you know, close the window and you know, the opening of Christianity, right? It's becoming complete hate speech to even talk about it. And all they say is, why aren't you letting us be us? Why aren't you? It's like, nobody is not. You know, you're the one wrestling with it. That's the mental and spiritual aspect that the general public needs to understand is you project onto people when you know you're doing the wrong thing, when you are not happy. You know, these are unhappy individuals that just cannot be, you know, that desire cannot be, it just can't be satiated. And so once they do that, they try everything they can, right? I mean, we can say in mental health it's gender dysphoria. We can say it's, you know, antisocial disorder. There's so many things you can say. Whatever it is, it leads to the unhappiness. And they want to change who they are. And God made us in his image. And I think that's the part, that convicting, godly part, that spirit that's within us. It's in every fiber. They want that out because it is going against what they're trying to do, which is sin and enjoy, and, you know, enjoy in a very carnal way. And so therefore they want to transition out of that, out of the image of God. And we can't. It's impossible. So here we have this. Well, then I'll just change my sex. There's got to be something, you know. And it doesn't work. I'm looking at statistics on the rise. You know, never mind the developmental issues, the putting a pause on puberty that it does, and you don't know fully how that's going to affect you medically, just that it's negatively going to affect you. And then, you know, you've got the mental health issues, and then you've got the irreversible nature of a lot of this. But suppressing, you know, the body's production of estrogen or testosterone, doctors are still saying, of course, it's not a good thing, the majority of good doctors. But now they're saying these puberty, you know, blockers, they don't know the long-term, you know, indications of the negativity, the negative effects. But it just makes me sad. You know, we can kind of joke and laugh about it, but me as a mental health professional who has friends and have had clients on the other side of this, it's just, damn it, it's just, it destroys them. And they are screaming, they wish that someone would have said something.
Yep.
And wouldn't have gone along.
I admonish people to go find the detransitioning YouTubes. You can find them now a lot easier.
Yes.
And you see those girls, they're almost all girls, crying.
Yeah.
Why didn't somebody tell me? Why did my parents let this happen to me? Why, you know, they're asking all these questions that you and I and others with two brain cells to rub together going, they're going to come back at you later on and say, why did you let me do this?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to let my daughter sit there, my kids sit there every night and have Popeye Sundays for dinner. Right? It's going to ruin their health. It's going to ruin them. My job is to make sure that they're healthy and whole. You know, you and I go round and round about this parenting thing. I wish people would really be parents. But you got questions coming in. You go ahead and deal with your questions with people.
Yeah, well, a lot of it, what I get now are just statements, and I appreciate y'all, you know, agreeing with it. Somebody wrote, I love this, and this is something we've talked about, and I just feel like it falls on deaf ears. So they wrote, I just wrote it all down. If it's true, if all of these people, if Hollywood, you know, these parents, these groups are saying, the LGBT group are saying that, you know, we need to let kids be who they are. We need to let people, children, specifically children, choose what they want. Okay. So if they want to drive a car, do we let them? If we want them, if they want to have sex, do we let them? If they want to drink alcohol and smoke, get a job, live on their own, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 12, do we let them? So I don't understand why, and my question is back to the audience, then why do we stop there? Why do we stop at this puberty-blocking trans surgery? Why do we stop there? Let's just let kids loose, let them out the door, let them do whatever they want, hand them the keys. It's kind of like that whole abortion issue where, you know, we can, you know, you can have an abortion, you can murder your baby, and 12-year-olds and up, right, in the state of California and Oregon and
make their own medical decisions. Yep.
Without telling a parent. It's just mind-blowing. But when you get in a car accident and you kill a pregnant mother, it's a double homicide.
Yep.
So it's like, it's so the dissonance of all of these laws. But again, that's what the enemy does. He completely confuses he just confuses people. I think I just answered. Someone just typed in a question about long-term effects medically of, and I'm telling you, I just read an article that said they don't know. It's not good, right? It is not good. They're really worried about playing God, these specific researchers on these puberty blockers, and just stopping the natural, you know, birth control pills. And I know people, some have to be on them for some issues that they have. But even they do affect you and potentially can cause infertility and high blood pressure and stroke. I mean, they're just, when you mess with the human body the way God made it, outside of medical issues, I'm saying, which is just the medical issues are a small percentage. But you do this with kids, and I'm reading on here that 6- and 7- and 8-year-olds doctors are putting on now because the parent has deemed them, they're more like a boy because she wants to skateboard and ride a bike. Thank you, Mom, for letting me skateboard and ride a bike and not putting me on puberty blockers. What I don't – so girls can't skateboard and ride a bike because it means they want to be a boy? I mean, I'm literally – reading this. So my mind is blown. My mind is just continually blown that we're even discussing this, that researchers and doctors are even researching, that are even running these studies. No, it's a timeout. It's a no. They're pediatric endocrinologists now that are, you know, saying that this is their number one reason to see kids now, not for issues, but we are now seeing kids that want to use puberty blockers. And this doctor said that she welcomes it, Dr. Courtney. And from all the evidence we have, and I quote, they are generally very safe. This is one doctor out of all.
What evidence could you possibly have? A, in this short period of time, you listen to these. You got my blood up. You listen to these detransitioning kids. If you would actually take the time, doctor, to go listen to these young ladies that went through the transitioning, they're crying because they're depressed and not just because of what they did. One girl talks about the pain in her joints and how painful it is to get out of bed. Sometimes she can't even get out of bed. She's in so much pain, which was a common thread among them. So don't sit there and say they're safe and there's really nothing to worry about. I don't even have a medical degree, and I know that's asinine.
Well, and a lot of these blockers, and I'm reading this study right now, and this is one specific doctor that is in this study, is not fully approved right from the FDA, and they're still using these off-label puberty blockers, which right there a parent should freak out. But she's advocating for it for kids as young as 6, because she says basically when you do it at 6 years old, they now have a blank slate, and they don't have to worry about
being teenagers. You're making me nuts. Really, I'm going to throw up right next to the desk. Joe Bishop, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up. Be back in a minute.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-real-0-855-732-5563. You know, let me just bring it back on. All right, you already heard my spiel about going to the website, getting involved, getting engaged, doing all that fun stuff. And I bring people on to have a clue. I mean, truly have a clue. And Dr. Bridget Melson joins us as she does every week. Try to help us through some of this garbage. I mean, seriously. You guys, you know, there's so much going on that you need to get informed before you open your mouth. I mean, I do too. I don't step into this stuff anymore. I wait to get information. I call some of our guests in the off times to find out whether I'm going down the right road with something. So, you know, Dr. B, you're going to laugh about this. I was watching a Dean Martin roast Dean Martin bros. Remember those?
Yeah, yes. Okay. They were great.
You know, most of those guys, they wouldn't, you know, they would have been protested today, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Don Rickles. I mean, my God. So, anyways, they brought on that tennis player, that would have, like, the first transgender. They weren't called that back then. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Billie Jean.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
So they did all this, and I was thinking to myself, not that I approve of it, but I was thinking to myself, here's a transgender person and a few others I looked up for that time frame. None of them had pink hair. None of them were, you know, wearing thongs when they were 400 pounds. None of them were really that far out there, you know, and shoving it down anybody's throat, so to speak.
Right? Why is that, Joe? Tell us.
Well, it's changed. The devil's doing what he does right out in your face and showing you. Now, you talk about mocking God. He's pointing to us and going, ha, look, they really love you, don't they? You know?
What? It's always, you know, when you think about it and look at every group and what they're doing, it's the same as the Tower of Babel, right? Sodom and Gomorrah, Tower of Babel. You know, someone asked me the other day, a new Christian, you know, what was the Tower of Babel? What was that? Because people say they were trying to be God. And I go, no, they were trying to build a tower to God, to be God, right? They're like, we're going to get up there and we're going to, wherever you are, and we're going to run the joint, basically. And, right, and it was my cousin that was asking, yeah. And he's like, why was that such a bad thing? And I told him, and I said, so God just poof, and not one person could understand one another. That was just like what he did, confused them. So completely you can't do construction, you can't work, you can't get up, you can't get down, you can't do anything. And he's like, oh, he goes, that's cool. And I go, yeah, I would love that power. But, you know, in Noahic times, right, what do we know? We want to sin. We want to do our things. Boom. What blows my mind right now is the explosion of technology, the explosion. Look at this AI stuff. And now Google is saying it's hard for them to keep track of it because it's now just kind of recycling itself and becoming smarter and smarter and smarter. I'm like, yeah, y'all are going to have some issues becoming God, right? With abortion, playing God, whether you're going to murder a child or not out of convenience, these sex changes, these doctors are playing God. And someone asked during the break, they said, how much, you know, this has to cost money. How are these parents, right, coming up with all of this money? So let me tell you, the puberty blockers are $1,200 a month. So I will just tell you that. And I know some terrible liberal states that are trying to get that covered. So your tax money is going to go to pay for this mutilation.
It's free in California.
Is it really?
Yep.
That's terrible. So it's $1,200 a month, so your tax money is going to that now. So congratulations. And then any kind of implant or surgery is $4,500 to $20,000 per surgery. So it just hurts my head that I just don't understand. I just
yet they don't have enough money to pay for braces for these kids.
Right. Or counseling. Maybe just go to counseling and figure out why your kid is doing. And we know why. They don't even need counseling. The parents need counseling. This is where I transitioned. I definitely see teens and saw teens. But I transitioned to really doing a lot of heavy parenting because the parents were just not understanding at all. Like, literally had and I think I've told this story before, this kid, you know, that was, you know, grades were dropping. She was promiscuous with her boyfriend, all these things. And I'm talking to her and she's telling me this and this and this. And I just have severe anxiety and I don't know what to do. And I know that I can't vape or, you know, blah, blah. And so I talked to the mom and said, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to sit down with her. You need to talk to her, you know, get her into a good youth group. Go with her. Just engage. Sit down at dinner. She just needs your time. She needs to know. She needs to get rid of that phone, right? She was on these horrible apps. And then I didn't see them for like 3 weeks. And then the mom called and said, my daughter wants to see you again. I'm like, okay, great. And so she came back and she's like, I just want to let you know, thank you so much. I don't know what you said to my mom, but everything's great. And I'm like, Oh, okay, great. She's spending time with you to... No. She's totally leaving me alone because that's what I want. But she bought me this weed vaping pen. And it's just wonderful, so thank you. And I'm like, what? The mom bought... What? 16-year-old girl. And that was the answer. I don't know where she heard me say buy her a weed vaping pen and all of that. But I'm like, what? What? Okay. I gave you things to do, breathing exercises, things to read. I told you I would come, you know, I would love you to come weekly to work on, you know, the anxiety and really seeing what's going on and the stress and how to deal with that because I'm really great. I love to do that. But no, weed vaping pen. And that was the answer. And it's like,
wow.
I feel wow. like I am.
Just wow is all I got. I got wow.
Speaking a different language. I'm like, you're welcome. I'm glad you're good. These are parents. I don't know what they're hearing. That I'm saying we've got to tackle her anxiety. So the mom went out and tackled her anxiety this way illegally.
I wish they would do their darn homework. Because even, you know, the vape stuff, you and I have been talking about the vape stuff for years. I've got professional in that area. He comes on and we talk about the damage the vape has been doing to those kids. Now, I always approach it from a standpoint that your lungs were never made for vapor to begin with, right?
Not moisture. No, chemicals. No, it's like literally, honestly, go get a Capri Sun and then just inhale it without drinking it.
Yeah.
There you go. Same thing. People are like messaging me, no, I wouldn't do that. That's stupid. I choke. Okay, well, that's what it is. I mean, you talk about the formaldehyde that's in it, all the hides that are in it. We're seeing lung disease, cardiovascular disease in these kids.
Yep.
There's an herbicide that the weed kill that is in vapes and e-cigarettes. Never mind the nicotine content.
Yep.
And then you've got your THC pens, right? And I've said this before that in the 60s, it was 3% THC. And we just, all the parents, I wasn't alive then, but all the parents freaked out about 3%, right?
Yep.
And, oh my gosh, what are they doing? And now it is 99% THC. Their livers are going to be the size of frickin' snow peas by the time
The fellow that I have come in, Kerry Quashin from Action Family, he's been, I don't know, so he talks about the psychotic episodes.
Yes.
150% of the kids that he used to be able to calm down in his office now, they're freak out. They freak out at home. They've got to take them to the hospital by ambulance because they're having a psychotic moment or event, whatever it's called. And Joe, it's scary. It's so scary.
So part of what vaping does to your brain, and this is where I can speak the brain, and that's exactly right, is a permanent lowering of impulse control. That's your prefrontal lobe. Permanent.
Wait, but what?
Never mind nicotine addiction, right, the mood disorders, but vaping can cause a permanent lowering of impulse control. That means it shuts off your prefrontal lobe, and so you don't have impulse control permanently.
You're freaking me out. So, it's God.
Vaping.
So that's straight vaping or vaping with THC?
No, that's vaping. Just vaping with nicotine. And never mind that nicotine completely changes the synapses, the way they're formed in your brain. We need those synapses, the ones that fire. Nicotine completely changes that, right? We know people that, you know, nicotine's probably the most addictive drug that I've seen.
Wow.
But the nicotine inside the vaping, because most kids don't want to just vape fruit juice. Most of them have nicotine. That's it. And this is how we're getting kids addicted. It's terrible. But, yes, it permanently lowers your ability to have impulse control. So it's a hot mess.
It's killing me. I look at this stuff and I go, you know, is it the parents that are too lazy? And I'm going to say it. I know some of them are listening. Are you just too lazy to do the work, both the work of the research and, if you pardon the term, enforcing to make sure your kids are healthy? Or are you one of those parents that said, I smoked dope in the 70s, didn't bother me at all, I'm fine?
Yeah, it's true. It's that peer pressure, that parental peer pressure we talk about, right? You know, he's going to get it. I'd rather buy it for him. This is what I hear of the clients, the parents I see. I'll get him condoms. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
What?
My mom used to do that. She used to buy me cigarettes and beer because she knew I was going to go out and get it. She'd rather me smoke in the garage, right? I mean, give me a break, Mom. I'm going to burn the place down. All right, Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B will be with us in the next hour. I am Joe Bacini, your host. You're listening to The Joe Bacini Show.